Dr. Pinsky dictating amount IME on Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, Music, M-U-S-I-C-H. As per your cover letter, Aaron Music has filed two claim petitions, both involving his back. But the first pertains to an incident on 9-19-18, and the second from an incident on 5-4-19 while moving a wheel hub, H-U-B. Breed has received a combination of both unauthorized and authorized medical treatment. Breeding paragraph, as per the examinee, Mr. Musich is a 32-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on two occasions. Breed both were caused by lifting and moving heavy objects in confined spaces. Breed, he did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Breed, he had evaluation leading to what he understands to be a final diagnosis of bulging disc with minor herniation. Breed, he had one set of injections without relief, but no surgical intervention. Breed, he completed his course of active treatment with Dr. Glass in May of 2023. Breed, new paragraph, as per the medical record supplied, he was seen on 9-26-18 by chiropractor Dr. DeMoulin, D-E-M-O-U-L-I-N. Breed, he stated 1 week ago he started having pain and spasm in the lumbar spine. Breed, he works as a diesel mechanic. Breed, he had an He was getting intermittent tingling down both legs. Parity was referred for lumbar x-rays and was excused from work for 1 week. Parity, he was given diagnoses of segmental dysfunction and reticulopathy of the lumbar spine as well as spinal enthesopathy at the lumbar region. Period chiropractic adjustments were made, as were passive physical therapy modalities administered. Period. He did undergo x-rays on 9-27-18. Period, they showed minimal intervertebral disc space narrowing at L5-S1. There was narrowing of the lower lumbar sacral spine, which could indicate a component of congenital spinal stenosis. Period. He continued to be treated by Dr. Namulin over the ensuing months. Period. This continued through 5-2-19. Period. He was given the same previously offered diagnoses. Period chiropractic care was again performed and recommended. Period. New paragraph on 5-16-19, Mr. Music was seen by Dr. DeMoulin. Period. His progress note is virtually identical to those he had previously given from the outset. Period. There was no indication of an injury that may have occurred in 5-4-19. Period. Dr. DeMoulin instituted the same course of treatment with chiropractic modalities and manipulation. Period. Follow-up here was rendered through 9-3-19. Period. New paragraph on 10-29-19, he had pain management evaluation by Dr. Pryzbylkowski, P-R-Y-Z-B-Y-L-K-O-W-S-K-I. Period. He gave a diagnosis of lumbar facet syndrome and muscle spasm, for which interventional pain management was advised. Period. He followed up and on 11-5-19 accepted a series of 3 trigger point injections. Period. In paragraph, the petitioner was also seen neurosurgically by Dr. Glass on 5-10-22. Period, complained of low back pain with bilateral lower extremity radicular pain on the left greater than the right. Period has only had several visits of physical therapy so far, but was involved in a home exercise program. Where there was no distinct mechanism of injury described, pre-clinical exam was performed, and he was diagnosed with low back pain with lumbar radiculopathy, bulging annuli, L3-4, L4-5, and L5-S1, L4-5, small right herniation, left L2-3 cyst, for which he referred to the radiologist comments. Perry referred for an updated lumbar MRI. Perry, this was completed on 10/21/22. That was compared to an MRI of 1/24/22. Period. There was dyspathology at L3-4 through L5-S1 levels as described, progressive at L5-S1 since the prior study. Where there was foraminal stenosis bilaterally at L5-S1, similar to the prior study. Period. In terms of the disc pathology, it was mild disc bulge at L3-4, small disc protrusion at L4-5, and small central disc herniation at L5-S1. Period. The petitioner did participate in physical therapy on the dates described. Period. He also received chiropractic care from another provider through 2/19/20. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed partial amputation of the left index finger. Period. The return under his fingernails. Period. The rest of that is normal. Lower extremities normal. Cervical normal. Thoracic normal. Lumbosacral. Active lumbar flexion was to 85 degrees and left side bending to 20 degrees, both minimally reduced. Period. Right side bending and bilateral rotation were full without discomfort. Period. Extension was full with complaints of tenderness. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the left at 75 degrees elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. On the right at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular complaints were elicited. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions. Aaron Musich has alleged to have injured his lower back at work on 9/19/18 and 5/4/19 while lifting heavy objects in a confined space. Period. He was initially seen by chiropractor Dr. DeMoulin on 9/26/18. Period. Lumbar x-rays were done the following day. Period. He was rendered various diagnoses and was treated with chiropractic care and passive physical therapy modalities. This was ongoing through the time of the second subject event of 5/4/19. Period, however, there was no distinct mention of this new event in the documentation. Period, he did undergo pain management by Dr. Pruls Bukowski and physical therapy at Bacharach Institute. He saw neurosurgeon Dr. Glass. Period. An updated lumbar MRI was done on 10/21/22 compared to the earlier study to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph, the current examination of Mr. Musich found him to have essentially full range of motion about the lumbar spine. Period. Neither sitting nor straight supine straight leg raise maneuvers elicited any radicular complaints. Period. He was neurologically intact. Period. He was able to walk on his heels and toes and did not use a handheld assisted device for ambulation. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the lumbar spine. Period. Mr. Musich has the expected radiographic anomalies consistent with someone of his age and gender. Period. They do not comport with distinct independent injuries such as those he alleged occurred. Period. He has been able to return to the workforce in a similar capacity to the one he held with the insured period. And that is the end.